everything all straightened out. I was going to bring Uncle Nabob tonight. Bless his old soul. He don't ever get to go no very much. Uncle Nabob, he's the finest old fella you ever seen. He don't ever do much. He ain't a failure. He really ain't. He ain't a failure. He just started at the bottom, and he likes it there. You know? Uncle Nabob, he's got a kind of a bad habit of dipping into the corn squeezings, you know. He says he just takes a little nip every once in a while to kind of steady his nerves, you know. He gets pretty steady. Sometimes he don't move at all. The other night, Aunt Ambrosia decided she'd really fix him. And she knowed he's gonna be out late, you know. So she got a one of them false faces like the young'uns wear at Halloween, you know. She didn't really need it, all our family favors. But she got this false face and she put it on and she hid out there by the bushes where she knowed Uncle Nabob was coming by. And sure enough, long about midnight, old Uncle Nabob come a-weaving in there, you know. He wasn't fixing no watches. And he come in there, and he come up by that bush, and she had a sheet all up over and that false face on, and she jumped out at him, and she said, "Boo! I'm the devil!" Uncle Nabob said, "Well, shake hands with me. I married your sister." Well, he'll be all right when he gets out of the hospital. But Uncle Nabob come up here last summer with me and sister. We was doing a little shopping here in Nashville, and we come up to one of them department stores here, you know. And we come in there, and there was a sales lady was showing sister some clothes. And she says, "You see, you have this little dress here, and you take off this little bolero here, and you have a sunsuit. And then you take off this little skirt here, this little skirt here, and you have a bathing suit." And Uncle Nabob said, "Yeah, and you take off anymore, and you got a lawsuit." But Uncle Nabob, we had the best time here a while back. I brought him in here to Nashville with me. We was going to the Grand Ole Opry, and that afternoon, well, Uncle Nabob said he thought he'd go to the picture show. Well, I said, "Okay, go on to the picture show." But he stayed so long, like to never come out. So I went down there to find out about him, and I went in that theater down there. And I'm telling you the truth, that old man's just sitting there. And I said, "Uncle Nabob, how many times have you saw this show?" He said, "Oh, about 3 times. I said, "Well, what do you look at it so many times for?" He said, "Girl, there's a place in this here movie where there's some girls out there, and they're getting ready to go in swimming. And just as they start to take all of their clothes off, there's a freight train goes through there." He says, "I've stayed through here 3 times. I'm still hoping sometime or other that freight train's gonna be late." Uncle Nabob come up here a couple of weeks ago. He come up here with me and Aunt Ambrosia, and we was walking down the main road here in Nashville, and this pretty girl went by, and Uncle Nabob kind of rolled his eyes at her, and Aunt Ambrosia jerked him around. She said, "What do you mean? You old married man are looking at that pretty girl." Uncle Nabob said, "Now, just because I'm on a diet don't mean I can't look at the menu." Says getting married is a whole lot like getting in a tub of hot water. After you get used to it, it ain't so hot. He says marriage is a whole lot like a boxing match. Sometimes the preliminaries is better than the main bout.